So how do the current protests reflect those throughout the civil rights movements in USA, and what's different?
So there are some very similar themes. A lot of the major civil disturbances in the 1960s were touched off by incidents of police brutality. That's when you saw riots happening, as opposed to just civil rights protest. Now, Martin Luther King, who was a civil rights leader, he thought that riots were destructive and divisive. But what he said was, they are the language of the unheard. They are what people resort to when peaceful protest hasn't worked. And when African Americans see police killing African Americans with impunity, which makes clear to them that the people who are supposed to protect them are actually at war with them, that is, you know, in the 60s or now, that is when you see riots happening. And that's the major similarity. In terms of the differences, what is going on at the moment is nowhere near as destructive as what was happening in the late 60s. The riots in 1967 and 1968 came at the after a very, very long period of civil rights struggle, which had resulted in formal legal reform towards equality, but where the majority of African Americans saw very little improvement in their living standards and saw police continuing to engage in violence against their communities. The circumstances that we are looking at now, there is a very, very high level of frustration, especially with the COVID-19 pandemic, which is killing African Americans in much higher numbers than it's killing other Americans, and where you've got things like widespread unemployment and a lot of frustration with lockdowns. But certainly at the moment, we aren't actually, even though there's violence and there's destruction and there's looting that is attracting a lot of media attention, it's nothing like at the moment what it was in the 1960s. And so far we have seen a very heavy-handed police response involving things like tear gas and rubber bullets. So far, fortunately, we're yet to see police or military units using live ammunition. But if they did, which is what seems to be part of the threat that Trump is making, then we could well see these escalating into something that looks a lot more like the kinds of riots in the 1960s where you actually would have dozens of people dying every night.
It is scary when the President of the United States tweets out, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. U.S. House Representative and founder of Illinois Black Partners, Bobby L. Rush, tweeted, "We are living in a police state," after Donald Trump indicated he may activate the Insurrection Act. Well, what does the act do, and when was the last time it was used?
So the Insurrection Act, which dates back to 1807, authorizes the president to use the United States military essentially to put down rebellions. And it's highly controversial. The last time it was used was in 1992 after riots in Los Angeles, which followed the acquittal of four police officers who were captured on video beating a black man called Rodney King. Back in those days, it was very unusual to see police abusers captured on video like that. And this was one where the victim actually survived. So compared to, you know, what we see now, that was actually a fairly mild incident of police brutality because nobody died. And yet it resulted in riots in which many people died. So that was the last time that that this was actually used. The National Guard, which is a military reservist organized in states and under the command of the governor, that gets used a lot more often, and those units have already been used against protesters this time around in places like Minnesota. Trump is really escalating things by threatening to actually bring in the national military, the United States military. He's essentially saying the governors can't control their own states. The National Guard isn't enough. More forceful military activity is needed. Now, like with many things that Trump says, it's not clear whether or not he actually intends to go through with this. Because, I mean, experts seem to agree widely that this would be an absolute disaster, that this would do nothing to quell the riots, that this would just accelerate them. This could just be political posturing on the part of Trump, a way, you know, trying to say that he's tough, essentially. But if this was used, then I think that you would get the kind of escalation that you saw in the 1960s.
And many people have noted down Trump trying to be, or at least trying to appear tough. I mean, the photo opportunity outside, or the photo op that he created outside the church yesterday is one big part of it. But I wanted to take you back to what you were saying about the governors. I mean, what are the implications of Trump essentially saying that if governors do not respond to what Trump is saying, then he will take over? What are the implications of that?
Well, the political message there is Trump is fighting against governors in a lot of swing states. So Minnesota is one of them. Michigan is one of them. These are places which are going to be very important in the election this time around. And all the way through the COVID-19 pandemic, Trump has been claiming that the governors haven't been effectively fighting the pandemic, but also that they've been taking measures that have been too economically harsh. So this is part of Trump's whole political MO, is basically to blame everything that's going wrong on governors rather than on him, because he knows that this circumstance of a pandemic followed by an economic recession followed by riots isn't good for his re-election prospects. In terms of what it would mean if he actually followed through with it, I think that we're in unknown territory there, because usually if the United States military is to be used, there's supposed to be cooperation between the president and the governors. It's supposed to be essentially the governors request the military to be sent in. No governor, Republican or Democrat, has requested the military. So we're in uncharted waters about what would happen if the president actually, against the wishes of the state governor, sent the United States military in. There's probably, realistically, not a lot that the governor could do about it because of the fact that, the military is a lot more heavily armed than what they've got at their disposal. They're not going to fight the United States military. But I don't think that would deliver political gains to President Trump if he was effectively invading swing states with the military.
It's uncharted waters and very concerning, as you said. David, that's all we've got time for, but thank you very much for joining me this morning.
My pleasure.